أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
12:20 p.m. Central African Time. You still tuned into the news hour right here on Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. My name remains Alpha Sinkosi. It's an honor to be with you this afternoon. And of course, indeed, as indicated before the break, that we enter into our segment, which is Love by Labor. Should we talk everything about labor issues? What should we know? But, you know, the stark contrast is the labor law constraints forcing firms to shrink workforce. We speak to labor law expert. It's Michael Barkram. He's joining us on the line from Cape Town. Michael, thank you so much. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on air. I really appreciate it. Yes, it's a very interesting topic. So thank you.
Well, what's the issue here? I mean, labor law, these constraints, obviously, is it because of the shrinking economy? What is at play here?
Well, look, there are obviously a couple of factors. We can't blame one particular issue. We see in the world, the whole world, not just South Africa, we see there is a bit of a downturn. And although the stock exchanges around the world, and even in South Africa, our stock exchange is looking really good, it's big business that seems to be making a lot of money and seems to be growing. But as you and I have discussed in the past, big businesses don't really employ people. They are, in fact, shrinking their workforce, and they're expanding their business by going online, becoming tech savvy, computerization, outsourcing. So big businesses are doing well. And even on the South African Stock Exchange, they're doing very well. So our stock exchange looks good in South Africa. It's pumping. It's gaining all the time. But when you look at the smaller companies, they're all shrinking and they're all losing money. And a lot of the businesses are saying, well, we can't, because of the economy, we can't keep up. So that's obviously a factor that's happening. And that's not South African. It's worldwide. But we've got to drill down into South Africa and see why are we doing worse. I mean, even comparing ausselves to our neighbors, Lesotho, Botswana, Swaziland, you know, those sort of countries, why are they keeping their unemployment figures much lower than ours? In other words, they're doing better in terms of creating jobs than we are. Nigeria is doing fantastically. And so it's difficult to say, oh, because the world has got a downturn, we're suffering, because that's not the truth of the matter. The truth is we need to have a look at what's happening in South Africa. We need to have a look at what we can do as a country to create more jobs. And one of the issues, and economists around the world are telling us this, that one of the big things that we need to concentrate on is small businesses. In other words, less than 100 employees, maybe even better, less than 50 employees. Those businesses should be creating jobs, because worldwide, those businesses are creating jobs. I mean, I looked at the jurisdiction in Mauritius, and they're doing fantastically. Their small businesses are pumping and really doing really well. And again, I point to Nigeria, where they've done so well with their small businesses. So we then need to turn our mind and our eyes on small businesses in South Africa. So when you talk to small business owners, and a lot of this is anecdotal because I've been speaking to small business owners now for about a decade. I deal with them as a labor lawyer, and I talk to them. And just recently, about a week ago, I saw three small businesses at my offices with bankruptcy attorneys, and I said to them, guys, you've got cash, you're doing well, you've got good orders, you're manufacturing well or you're selling well. Why aren't you getting in more staff to actually be able to get more business in to make things happen? And each one of them are telling me it's because of our regulations here in South Africa. First of all, the labor laws are horrific. They're onerous. They're making us join bargaining councils, then I've got to do a whole lot of deductions. And if the person's not working out, it's almost impossible to fire them. And if I have to retrench them, it costs me a fortune. And then they take me to the CCMA or to bargaining councils. So each one has said, for their own reasons, and there are other reasons as well, but Each one is saying, no, no, no. We are happy to invest our money. We've got profits and we're making good money out of investment. We're happy to invest our money rather than grow ourselves. So the recent one, which caused me to start writing on this, said they've got enough orders in where they could employ another 12 staff members, but they're not going to because of the problems that arise out of the labor legislation, out of joining the bargaining council, out of BEE, all those sort of things. They said, we're not going to do that. We'll rather just continue on the way that we're doing at the moment where we are making a profit. We know we could make a lot more. We know we could create jobs. We know that people need jobs. But leave us out of it. Let someone else rather do it. And I'm hearing this from small businesses across the board, which is sad, very sad, because not only could they be making more money, but they could be bringing in each individual and then help that family be able to put bread on the table. And I said, that this is impossible. We can't carry on like this. We're all living in boat South Africa, and boat South Africa seems to have created a leak because you guys won't plug it. You guys won't employ it. And they're saying, no, we need government to deregulate the small business sector because we don't have fancy HR departments. We can't afford labor lawyers, and we can't afford to come to you each time because each time we come to speak to you, you charge us. And so we can't afford that, and so we don't want any more staff. What I've been asking the Minister of Employment and Labor, Minister Met, is saying, please, Minister Met, let's have a look at how we can deregulate. How can we help small businesses? How can we assist them to encourage them to employ more people? And I'm not getting answers. I'm not getting any answers at all. Now, I know in the Western Cape, when I've been making representations to them, they're saying they're putting up bureaus. For instance, they put up a bureau called the Red Tape Bureau. In other words, if a business has got a problem with some government red tape, they'll step in and help them. So that helps a bit. And they're also saying that what we're going to do is help businesses, small businesses, if they're showing a bit of profit, to help them access more capital so that they can buy more machinery and grow. So that's also working a bit. And they're doing all sorts of other things. They're helping small businesses educate them. We'll help you. We'll educate you in bookkeeping. We'll educate you in what systems that you're using, computerization. And so what's happened in the Western Cape is they've brought unemployment down to 19%. Now, around the country, it's at 40%. So you can see it starts working, but they can't say, well, we're going to exempt you from the labor laws because that's not a provincial thing. That's a national thing. What has happened is that government is starting
to... Michael, okay, you've mentioned the labor legislation. Now, how much of an impact does our labor legislation and the employment equity requirements have in this situation that we find ourselves in?
Well, it's got a lot. First of all, the labor legislation has created very difficult to fire. It's even difficult to hire, but it's created very difficult to fire. It's also created very difficult to be able to give people warnings and whatever, because each time you give someone a warning, they go and challenge it, or the trade union steps in. So that's the problem. Equity is also a problem, because if you're saying to a small business, I know that you're in KwaZulu-Natal. I know that you need X amount of people with a certain qualifications. Now, the majority of people in KwaZulu-Natal are of Indian extract. And they say those are the people that who are coming forward for interviews and who have got the qualification, but we can't hire them because they're not black. It's the same in the Cape with so-called colored. So people are saying, you're telling us who to employ and how to employ, but we've got a problem with that because although we can find black people, it's becoming more and more difficult. It's becoming more onerous on us because when a black person has got the qualification, they're going to want more than we're offering, and then they're not prepared to take the job because the minister said, oh, there's enough qualified black people to take them in. But they might want more money, or they might want to have better different expectations or whatever. We need to take to small businesses. You must hire who you think is going to give you the profits and who you can get in. We can exempt them. We can put the equity, that equity regulations onto big business because they've got the ability to be able to either pay more money or have HR departments who could do everything right. But the minute you start putting constraints on small businesses, then you've got a problem. Like you've got a problem with a person who's in the running a spaza shop in the township. And you're saying to that person, you have to fill in all these forms, you have to do all this, you have to comply. Well, the spaza shop owner is going to say, listen, man, I don't want to comply with any of these regulations. I'm running a tight ship. I'm doing everything I can do. And I can't go through with that. So the reality is that at the end of the day, we need to leave small businesses alone. Obviously, there must be some regulations, but we need to leave small businesses alone. Sorry, I'm not sure what's happening now.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Great insight.
My pleasure. You keep well. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a very big thank you there to our guest, Michael Bargrave, who is the labor law expert, taking us through to these labor legislation and the employment equity requirements and its impact on this dwindling workforce in some firms and companies. It's 12:42 p.m. Central African time. This is the News Hour right here on Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
To Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sawut Markaz Sahaba.